are you today? How is everything? Is everything all right with you? Good morning. These are examples of the way we greet each other every day. This is good. But do we really hear or care what the answer is? Oftentimes, we do not even stick around to hear the answer. We are so busy, so preoccupied, that we have moved on to the next person or the next thing. How many times do we lie without thinking? How are you? We reply, I'm well. I'm fine. I am good. But is that the truth? Most likely not. But who wants to talk about their aches and pains, their financial situations, or their recent frightening health concerns? So you want to talk? Well, maybe. But how many want to take the time to listen to your troubles when they have so many troubles of their own? Only those who really care will stop to listen. At the same time, there are those for whom life is going good, those who have no health concerns, are financially secure, relationally great. Also, there are those who are having difficulties, but have left them in the capable hands of Jesus. He is our burden bearer. He is our anchor in the storm. As the core message today, I will be using Jesus' words from the gospel. It is I, do not be afraid. With reference to my opening discourse, I now say to you, Jesus is with you. Do not be afraid. I will also be referring to the other scriptures we read today. As I began preparing this message, my initial paragraph was, your boat, that is your life, is in trouble. There are lots of problems. Yes, we have storms all around us. Fare, high cost of living, joblessness, many are depressed, drug addicted, worried about violence that seems so close, illnesses, and the frightening diagnosis, cancer. Then on Wednesday morning, during my morning devotion, I read the lesson for the day from the In Touch Ministries by Charles Stanley. The title was, Our Anchor in Stormy Times. Here was my confirmation for this message that I bring to you today. So I will be borrowing some thoughts from Dr. Stanley's meditation that are relevant to my own thoughts. His first paragraph reads, one thing common to everyone is the experience of going through storms. Whether those storms are literal weather events, personal trauma, or turmoil caused by war and social unrest, we all face circumstances over which we have little control. Some storms are over quickly, whereas others seem unending. Some tempests cause little damage, but others leave great devastation in their wake. End quote. We may ask, where do these storms come from? Our answer is that sometimes we bring them into our own life through choices we make. This was so in David's case. In the Old Testament reading, let me remind you, and this is 2 Samuel 11, verses 2 to 4, and it is from the New King James Version. It happened late one afternoon when David rose from his couch and was walking about on the roof of the king's house that he saw from the roof a woman bathing. The woman was very beautiful. David sent someone to inquire about the woman. It was reported, "This is Bathsheba, daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite." So David sent messengers to get her, and she came to him, and he lay with her. The woman was married. That should have prevented David from carrying out his lustful impulse, but no, he proceeded. David found himself in a hurricane of troubles, including adultery, deceit, murder, death of his child born to Bathsheba. There were other far-reaching consequences, such as betrayal and hatred from his own son, who tried to take the kingdom from him. Well, I guess David did not know the chorus that says, "Watch your eyes, watch your eyes, what you see." David's storm was self-inflicted. In the gospel reading, we hear of Jesus' miraculous feeding of 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fish. The people's stomachs were filled. Everyone was happy. There were even leftovers. The people were amazed by Jesus' powerful and mysterious abilities. The disciples were on a high from this mountaintop experience that they witnessed firsthand. The people were so excited, they wanted to make Jesus their king right away. Imagine, they would not even have to buy food. Jesus would provide for them on a whim. Not so. That was not Jesus' role. Instead, Jesus went away to the mountain by himself. Well, if you have been on a mountain, you know that you cannot stay there. You have to come down to the valley. You have to come down to reality. And then night came. Darkness. The disciples have left by boat without Jesus. Darkness indeed. No miracle-working Jesus with them. Then the storm broke. The sea became rough because a strong wind was blowing. Think back for a minute. Have you ever had a similar experience? In the midst of your joy, your celebration, your comfort, all hell breaks loose. A fatal accident, a heart attack, the stock market crashes, stage 4 cancer diagnosis for a family member or friend. Something like that happened for the families who lost loved ones on Yonge Street in the van attack. There was darkness. Thank God for the many in all sectors of society who came to rescue many and are still assisting those in need. So in the darkness, the disciples are rowing frantically to keep their boat afloat. Then they saw Jesus walking on the water and coming near to their boat. What would have been your reaction if you were in that boat? They had left Jesus behind, and there was no other boat on the water. And they were like 4, maybe 3 miles away from land. And here it is, Jesus walking on the water beside their boat. They were terrified. I am not sure what my reaction would have been, but I certainly do not blame them. Jesus was near to rescue and reassure them, to protect them, to be their harbor, their anchor in the storm. Then came Jesus' comforting words, "It is I, do not be afraid." Many times we wonder why God allows storms in our life. But think of this. Difficulties tend to turn our focus toward God. We certainly pray more, and we are more diligent in our Bible reading. Many times we even ask others to pray for us. In times like these, it could be that God is preparing us for further service to Him. We need to surrender, to let go, and let God. It is indeed difficult to trust God when the storms of life are raging in and around us. It takes much spiritual strength to lean on Jesus. But we have to lean on the Word of God, lean on His promises. The Word of God comforts us. It tells us that God our Father will give us peace and rest when we go through trouble and carry heavy burdens. Many of the Psalms were written out of David's own experiences of receiving comfort and strength from God during storms in his life. In Psalm 130, verses 1 and 2, the psalmist cries, "Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication." The Word of God reminds us that God is omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent. Not only does God know exactly where we are in our storm and what we are going through, but He is also in the middle of our storm. As He was with the disciples, He still reassures us today. "It is I, do not be afraid." He has the ability to calm the storm, though He most often uses power to bring us safely through it. With the disciples, Jesus brought them through the storm. Soon after He came to them, they realized that they had reached the other shore. There's an old hymn with these lines: "With Christ in the vessel, we can smile at the storm." In the New Testament reading, Paul prays for the Ephesians, and that prayer extends to us today. He prays that God grant that they be strengthened in their inner being with power through His Spirit, that Christ may dwell in their hearts through faith, that they be rooted and grounded in love, that they may have the power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that they may be filled with all the fullness of God. This is my prayer for us today, as we endeavor to recognize God's hand in our lives. He surely is standing by us in good times and in not so good times. He is saying, "Do not be afraid." Our God is able to accomplish abundantly more than all we can ask or imagine. So let us utilize the Word of God, not just own it. Let us see God's promises come alive in our own lives. His Word can only be effective if we read, meditate, believe, apply, and obey it. My brothers and sisters, we may be shaken, even a little beaten up at times, but we will ride out the storm and sail safely to the shore. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, it is hard to comprehend the depth of your love for us and why you care about the details of our lives. We are grateful that in difficult times, you are with us, walking beside us all the way to the other side of pain and trouble. Where bad things have happened and we have blamed you, we ask your forgiveness. Thank you for working things out for our good. Help us never to be afraid. For Christ's sake, amen.